In Tucson, Arizona, inflation has made father of two Justin Little's grocery shopping a lot more complicated.
Whenever we plan our meals, we usually go to the meat first to see what's on sale, and then just kind of have to build from there. So it always kind of depends on what is affordable at that time. It depends on what you eat. You get to that point where you feel like you have no choice but to go to the grocery store and curse later.
Inflation is running at an annual rate of 8.2% nationwide, and even worse here in Arizona, where in some cities the rate is 13%. It's not just about food.
Especially with gas prices, it's crazy. I used to fill up my tank with like $20. Now it's $40.
Senior citizen Lanny Betts, who lives on a fixed income, is tightening his belt, literally.
When it comes to food, we're doing all right. Losing a little bit of weight, so that's a positive thing to look at.
Inflation is dominating the political landscape in the days leading up to Election Day, with Republican candidates hammering their Democratic opponents, claiming they are to blame for the price of food, fuel, and the cost of renting a home.
Polls consistently show that inflation and the state of the economy is the number one concern of voters all across the country. The high cost of living is likely to be the issue that determines the outcome of the midterm elections.
Analysts say inflation worries are hurting Democrats in swing states like Arizona.
I think inflation nationally is a huge issue for voters. And if you're a senior citizen living on a fixed income, watching your rent go up, or watching your grocery bill go up, watching your gas bill go up, that's something you're definitely going to think about when you get your ballot and you fill it out.
Americans' political future could hinge, at least in part, on something as mundane as the price of peanut butter. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Tucson, Arizona.